Sri Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna declares Chatur Varnamayastristam Guna Karma Vibhagasha, that he has created the four social and spiritual categories, four varnas and four ashrams, which are meant to be followed by all civilized human beings. Atapum Beat Vijastreshtash Varnashrama Vibhagashash Vanushtatasya Dharamasya Samsadir Haritoshanam. The Srimad Bhagavat declares that the purpose of all of our duties in Varna and Ashram is simply to please Krishna. Yagyartat kamanon yatra lokomam karma bandara tharatham karma konteya mukta sangha samachara. Whatever we do, if it is not done as an offering of sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord, it is simply the cause of bondage in this material world. The purpose of human life is self-realization. It is not to raise a family and to enjoy comforts, because these activities are available for the animals. Atato brahma jigyasa. Now that we have attained this rare privilege of human life, our purpose is to understand who is God and what is our relationship. This great land of India, Bharatvarsha, has a culture where the basis of everything is to realize God. But unfortunately, in this age of Kali, the very purpose of the culture of Indian civilization has been forgotten. The purpose of marriage is to fulfill the aim of human life, which is realization of our eternal relationship with Krishna. The body and all the designations of this body are all illusory. Jivara Swarupoi Krishnara Nityadas. The soul is eternally the servant of Krishna. Today we are witnessing four young, qualified persons who are taking their vows of marriage specifically to dedicate themselves in the service of Lord Krishna. This is very rare and very glorious. Sripad Shankaracharya, who is the Acharya of the Advaita Vedanta school, he demanded that if you want to actually understand Brahman, first step is you must renounce all family connections and take sannyas. Because the process of jnana is to constantly be discriminating between what is truth and what is illusion. Brahma satyam jagan mitya. Everything in this world is simply an illusion. Only Brahman is truth. Therefore, as long as we are still involving our lives with this illusion, there is no possibility of making progress of understanding Brahman. But the path of bhakti is so powerful that even in the grihastha ashram we can achieve the ultimate perfection of life. Because the path of bhakti, we are not depending on our own power of discrimination or our own austerities. We are depending on the unlimited, causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishami masucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. I shall protect you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. In fact, this material existence is compared to a vast, unlimited ocean. It's impossible to cross over by our knowledge or renunciation, or by our good deeds. But Srimad Bhagavatam declares that when we surrender to Krishna, that vast ocean reduces in size to the amount of water contained within the hoof print of a small calf. Therefore, we find some of the greatest acharyas to be grihasthas. In the ninth canto of the Bhagavad Purana, there is the story of Ambarish Maharaj. He was a king. He had wife and family. But everything he did it in the service of Lord Krishna. He would use his eyes to come to the temple to see the beautiful form of the deity of Krishna. He would use his ears to hear the Harikatha of Lord Krishna. He would use his tongue to chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
He would use his nose to smell the incense that was offered to Krishna. The power of taste to taste the prasad of Krishna. He would use his legs to go to the temple to do seva for Krishna. His sense of touch to touch the devotees of Krishna. He would use his arms to do menial service of even washing the floor for the deity of Krishna. He was so humble and so sincerely engaged in Krishna's service. There was a great rishi named Durvas, who was a sannyasi in the renounced order, famous for his perfecting the mystic powers. He came to visit Ambarish. Ambarish Maharaj greeted him with such hospitality because it is the duty of every grihastha to give respect and charity to every guest that comes to their home. He was fasting along with his wife. He had a nice feast arranged for Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni said, I will go take my bath in Jamuna, then I will come back and take prasad. But it was the time for the parana, or the breaking of the fast, and Ambarish Maharaj did not want to break the principles. So with the permission and blessings of Brahmins, he took one drop of water in the form of Charanamrit. Durvasa Muni, although such a renounced person with 60,000 disciples he would travel with, he still had some ego. To Ambarish, he said, you dare to have taken water before you feed your guest? You must die. He threw a hair from his head on the ground and created a fiery demon that had the power to destroy the world. Ambarish Maharaj was a humble devotee. He didn't even try to defend himself. He just folded his palms and prayed, Krishna, I am yours. Whatever you want, you do to me. Krishna threw his Sudarshan Chakra, which destroyed the fiery demon, then attacked Durvasa Muni, who for 1 year ran for his life. Finally, he came to Vishnu. Vishnu, save me! You have offended my devotee. Only he can save you. He fell at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj, who forgave him with great love. So this story shows the power of bhakti. Even if you are a grihastha living with a wife or husband performing your occupational duties, you can achieve the ultimate perfection if you just make your life a service to Lord Krishna. And that service is perfected when we purify our heart through the chanting of the holy names. In this age of Kali, Krishna has descended in his name. By attentively chanting the name of the Lord according to vows, under the direction of bona fide spiritual master, the name can cleanse our heart and awaken love for Krishna. Today we are witnessing four very sincere young devotees of the Lord who are honestly and genuinely surrendering their lives in the service of Krishna and humanity. And we are very grateful as well as proud toward them. Madri and Sundari are two sisters who have very much captured the hearts of all of our congregation of devotees by their good qualities, their sincerity, their humility. They have become very dear to our heart. And Manoj and Ananta Prabhus are very sincere devotees and have been very carefully trying to follow the principles of true Sanatana Dharma over the years. The duty of a husband is to protect the wife under all circumstances in life. To protect her physically by providing the needs and comforts that are required. To protect her emotionally by giving her appreciation, encouragement, and respect. And to encourage spiritually by being a very first-class example of Krishna consciousness. And giving every possible facility to your wife to purify her heart through devotional service. The vow that the wife is taking today is to be chaste and faithful to her husband throughout her life. To put one's own likes and dislikes aside to assist her husband in his mission in life. To keep the home a very spiritual place, an ashram. And to be very eager to give protection to the husband by her faithful good qualities. Sita was willing to live in the forest for many long years to assist her husband. Ram was willing to fight a great battle against the entire Rakshasa army of Ravana to protect Sita. Together, you should be very eager to serve Vaishnavas, to give in charity to the poor and the fallen, and to make your home a very spiritual place. You should try to keep each other strong in your sadhana, knowing that your real love for each other is to help your partner to love Krishna. Make the heart of your life serving to Vaishnavas and the chanting of the holy names. Manoj and Madri, everyone has gathered together to pray that you may perfect your lives together in devotional service. Ananta and Sundari, we have all come together to pray to Krishna that you will find great happiness on the path of bhakti and return back home, back to Godhead. On this very auspicious day, I pray to Srila Prabhupada and all of our previous acharyas, the lotus feet of Sri Radha Gopinath, that they shower their infinite blessings upon all of you, and that you may remain united in the loving service of the Lord. Let everyone express their desire for the Lord to bless them by loudly chanting Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.